and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds! Hey, it's the new year. I got to give it a little bit more of a oomph.
A little bit of, a little extra. Let's get up and go.
That's a little extra get up and go, but I think my get up and go got up and left last month.
Got up and went.
So, actually, I'm feeling pretty good. Wow, that's a novelty. You know, when you got kids, everything, they're like little Petri dishes. They're just germaphobes.
Mm-hmm.
Just walk around smearing stuff everywhere. And if you're not wearing a plastic bubble suit and gloves.
Well, you got to send them to the germ factory, you know, five times a week.
It's almost like, you know, it's almost like if you got exposed at Chernobyl, you got to go through the radiation, you know, cleaning machine or something, you know, and they spray you down. And
have one of those bio showers.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, a bio shower. We got Terry and Wynn out there doing the strip in the cabbage patch in front of us. I'm waiting for one to plaster themselves up. They're going to plaster themselves up the window and go, "Oh, Billy!"
Start licking the window or something out
something
there.
Something like that. It's those State of Jefferson guys.
Just what comes with them cookies.
I don't know. Well, there's the
marijuana one.
Did you see the one I posted on Facebook about the shifts and giggles?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, eat one and wait 30 minutes and you'll know which one you got. Yeah.
I hope you didn't eat one this morning.
No. Maybe later this afternoon.
Maybe.
I'll take a trip.
It's that kind of afternoon.
That's right. It's a rainy day and it's a rainy day and Sunday.
Maybe you should ask the rest of your family if they want you to eat those cookies. I'm just saying.
Can I have a brownie? Yeah. My name is Mark Kent and I'm your host. Sunday, January 6, 2019.
Yay!
Finally. Wow.
Yeah.
We made it out alive. Thank you, God.
Yeah, go to hell, 18.
Yeah, good grief. Okay, let's get started with the new year. It's going to be better. I know it.
It has to be.
It's not like 18 set the bar very high.
Oh, God. Anyway, I'm here in the studio in the great state of Jefferson with my sister, Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Jared, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great guy.
Good morning.
Morning. I guess Ashley's on sabbatical. She went someplace, huh?
I believe she is in Arizona.
Arizona. Take off your radio shades, whatever it was. Rainbow shades.
I don't know.
That's beachfront property.
You sure you didn't have any of those cookies this morning?
What?
Just saying.
Yeah, and Red Smith, who's still on the unfunded seventh circle of an out-of-control debt perpetrated by the banksters that have spun us into an out-of-control mountain of interest of fiat paper, no longer backed by real money, while the mainstream media, meatheads, prostitutes, politicians, pedophiles, liars, leapers, libtards, lowlifes, and whatever, and have painted themselves into a corner filled with a steaming pile of political correctness gone wild.
But we're really optimistic.
I'm feeling very much better now.
Ready to go.
Bye. And fighting the new world order. Yeah, you can go to the chat room at KCNR1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can find me on Facebook at Mark E. Kent because they no longer let me use Sovereign Minds. Bad seed. I could be in Facebook jail at any moment.
Could.
Yeah.
Could.
YouTube, Facebook.
It is time to locate and develop a new platform. Facebook is becoming outdated.
Yeah, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But, you know, if you'll permit me to put my spectacles on.
Stop using that MySpace for old people.
Yeah, that's... Excuse me. Still a little left. Not much. Either that or I drank too much coffee. Let's see. Shut up.
Sorry.
Shut up. Reading Patriots meet every Monday night at 6 p.m., and tomorrow is going to be a big deal. We've got Mark Baird coming in, and we're talking Second Amendment. We got the dinner on the 12th up in Wairika.
We do.
The Miners Inn. And, yeah, things are starting to operate a little bit more in full capacity on all cylinders.
Starting fire.
Yeah, we're starting to – there's a fire in the furnace.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just – and there's a little snow on the roof, too, by the way. But
yeah.
Not on my roof, there wasn't.
I was on YouTube last night looking up videos of all the guns I can't own in California. It'd be
easier if you just Googled the ones you can.
Yeah.
There's like a list of three or something.
And you're like, ooh, I want that one. I like that one, and that one's neat. I can't have any of them.
Yeah. Yeah. I got it.
You legally can't have them.
Yeah, pretty sure one was a slingshot.
Yeah, you can't legally have anything anymore. Unless, unless you're a gay communist, radical, socialist pedophile.
I don't know.
Isn't that legal in California now?
I don't know.
Everything else is.
I think that's about all that is legal.
But you could be an alien. That would be the other one.
Well, you could always surrender your citizenship and become second-class indentured servant to the state and get all kinds of privileges.
Slavery.
Isn't it already there almost? I mean, you don't have to really give up anything at this point of California. You're pretty much a slave.
California is the new slavery. It's like Orange is the New Black.
Yeah.
Only it's like, California is the new slave state.
Yes, massa.
It's like we need to play the working on a gold mine.
We got Jimmy in the chat room says they're going to ban the Red Ryder BB gun because it holds more than 10 rounds.
You'll shoot your eye out.
You need a permit for that.
Ah, boy.
Do I have to pass a background check to buy BBs?
Probably.
Yeah.
Here pretty soon.
The background check will cost
It's more than 50 BBs in it.
You know? Just go in and tell them you're a social justice warrior. They'll probably give them to you for free.
I got to find a new town. People know me here.
Yeah, because you're going to get, you ain't no social justice warrior.
You got no place to go.
Okay, so I'm from the organization SJW.
There we go. We can actually update a Christmas story from You'll Shoot Your Eye Out, Kid, till you'll never pass the permit test, kid.
You'll never get your permit, kid. Shut up.
Go to your corner.
All right. So we've got a lot of stuff to cover, as usual. I mean, good grief. Does it ever end? No. It never ends.
Mm-mm.
It's never going to end until people are locked up and put in Gitmo or something, I guess. And maybe then that'll be the start of it. So, I don't know, some interesting things on the Q front finally surfaced, but I'm not sure I'm buying Q much anymore. I mean, I'm starting to rethink it. It seems like a stall and delay tactic now. I mean, maybe we're being trolled. I don't know. I'm having a hard time. I know what's his name from the Steele Report came out, and Hunter won't talk about it anymore because it's speculation and there's no people to interview. So I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. I hope it's real.
Patient.
Yeah, we'll see. I hope. Okay, so... a couple of big big deals on the front here. I think we're in the middle of a market meltdown. I mean,
it goes up, it goes down.
Yeah, but
it goes up.
Okay, so
it goes down.
Would you rather be facing a market meltdown here in America, where we're pretty much used to it, or in China, where you now have to go through self-criticism to explain the market meltdown?
You have to go in for a private conversation under the lights.
The president for life would like to know why this is your fault.
Mow, mow, mow. Yeah, they don't do it. Yeah, they know what they're doing over there. But I think we are in the middle, because after all the sun and dead, done and said with all this sun and dead, and that, you know what I'm saying, we're up like 80 points now from the 4,000 that we were down. So market volatility, we'll see what happens. But I think we're in a problem here. I just
wish it would hurry up and do it.
Yeah. Well, it you know, when you think about a crash, 29 didn't just crash overnight. It took a few, you know, it took a few weeks, months, you know, to completely where people went, well, by gosh, we're down about 45%. Maybe there's a problem.
Yeah. We better go get in line.
In the meantime, there's people jumping out windows, you know.
If you look at the numbers, the 08 crash was worse than the 29 crash.
Well, and of course, we've fixed it, right? All of it.
Yeah.
It's all fixed.
No problem.
So
move along.
I think what I want to do is let's go to a commercial here, and then we'll come back. And I want to play this Greg Mannarino look ahead. It's pretty interesting.
And with that, we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This Christmas, give the gift of Down Home Comfort Food and treat yourself as well. Buy $25 in gift cards from Black Bear Diner and get $5 in Bear Bucks for your own post-holiday meal. Gift cards are the perfect gift. What better way to send your love than a cozy home-style experience? Stop by Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive, open Christmas and New Year's. Don't forget, you can enjoy your favorite comfort food at home. Order online at blackbeardiner.com, pick up, or have it delivered.
Black Bear Diner.
Come to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, January 12th, to learn about the various opportunities to volunteer at the theater. As a nonprofit, the Cascade relies on volunteers to keep the Cascade up and running. The Cascade Theater's new artistic director will be available to answer questions, discuss her vision for in-house productions, and let you know how to get involved with the theater. So come on down to the Cascade Theater on Saturday, January 12th, from 10 to 1. We hope to see you there.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
this heart of mine.
The bike's on. Holy crap.
Uh-oh. Yeah, thanks. We are trying to warn everybody.
Now we know what happened to your record contract.
Got to get back with the...
Went down with the stocks.
Back with the MCA there. Hey, if you don't like that stuff, that's you're something wrong with you. That's a little Kentucky Headhunters, I think. Yeah. Good stuff. Yeah, that gets your blood pumping, man, especially after I had a big cup of coffee right before I showed up.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, we're talking caffeine.
That's right. We got the butt. I had a bullet burn.
Coffee and brownies.
Or was it the cookies?
Oh, boy. So, well, let's see. What do we got? Okay, I want to play this clip from Greg Mannarino. This is his weekly market, look ahead. And I'll tell you what, if you're not looking at the market going, what the F is up?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe you're just going, hey, I understand all of this, and there's no issues. I get it. We are in a major meltdown worldwide that with an inverted yield curve, and sooner or later, we're going to be probably 65, 70, 80% down after this whole thing shakes out.
An inverted yield curve, isn't that like the aeronautical equivalent of an upside-down plane headed for the ground?
It's kind
of
like turning the wings upside down.
Yeah, inverted yield, is that the same thing as a loss?
Well, it's when the short-term interest rates on bonds are actually higher than the long-term interest rates on bonds, it causes a distortion in the market.
Weird.
Just saying. It's kind of like turning your plane wing upside down.
Well, it's kind of like grab your ankles and buckle up, Spikey.
I'm not going to touch that one. But go ahead and play the clip, Jared, and I think we'll probably get the whole thing in, and I think it's very interesting. I love Greg Mannarino and his perspective. He's been in the market a long time. He's a real smart guy. Go ahead.
All right, everybody. Here we go. Welcome to my newest segment of Markets, A Look Ahead. Let's try to put a perspective on the key dynamics affecting this market right now. And unless you live under a rock or happen to miss the big show last week, the dynamic trio, who am I referring to? Well, the current Fed chair, Powell, Janet Yellen herself, and yes, the
smelling
very nice person, who goes by the name of Ben Bernanke.
Ben Bernanke?
Yes, they formed a committee, it seemed, to make the biggest attempt they possibly could to prop up this stock market. Let's put that into perspective real quick. It's kind of crazy. The day before this little party, the three of them were the stars. Stocks fell 670 points. Well, that day, with all the, I don't even know how I want to put this, but let's just say cheerleading and promises to keep this market propped up. Yeah, we put on a 750 point gain for a net gain of just about 80 points in 2 days of trading. Not very impressive if you ask me, but the key takeaway from that meeting, very public, I mean, you look at the setting here, was this, that the Federal Reserve is about to embark on yet another money printing binge from here to eternity, continue to keep rates suppressed with that cash they print out of thin air. Remember, that's how they do it. They have to buy the debt. They can't just say it. End. Probably the most important key here that came out of Powell's own mouth was now the unwinding of the Federal Reserve's balance sheet is flexible. He went from on autopilot, you know, in other words, it was happening, that's it, there was no intervention, to now we're flexible. And even when as far as to say the Fed could reverse it, meaning, you know, introducing a new round of quantitative easing. But however, isn't it quantitative easing? I mean, I don't know how to put this into another perspective for myself. Maybe some of you can because you're smarter than I am.
Counterfeiting.
If the Federal Reserve has now promised to keep rates suppressed From here till eternity, print cash out of thin air. Doesn't that sound like quantitative easing to you? Exactly. And I think that's how the market is going to look at it. However, there are major obstacles here in this market. And
reality.
The biggest one right now is this China trade issue. But let's put that on the back burner for just a moment. For weeks now, we have been getting profit warnings from the biggest companies in the world, because we are in a global slowdown. They don't want you to know that, you know. But even the mainstream understands this, and they are addressing this issue, kind of setting the groundwork for what looks like it coming here down the pike. So profit warnings, and then, I mean, Apple coming out with their huge warning with regard to forward guidance. One of the biggest companies on the face of the earth here. So look, the Federal Reserve can sit here and print cash out of thin air. They can suppress rates. And all this is doing, honestly, and you know this if you follow this blog, is creating greater distortions in the market, not allowing the market to determine fair value. And that means that the middle class is going to end up suffering greater than they would have to if things were not allowed to normalize right now. But they won't be for many, many reasons. Now, we'll talk about that too. I know this is getting a little long-winded, but let's move on to this China trade issue. It is huge. You know, you've been watching how this has evolved. Whenever the market seems to be going down, there's a story floated out there right from the White House trying to prop up the market by saying, hey, you know what, we have a deal in the works, things are looking really good, mysterious phone calls in the middle of the night. You know, it's the same thing. We had two exact same parallels with regard to mysterious phone calls in the night between President Trump, President Xi, a lot of progress. Well, where is it? There's no progress at all. All we're hearing out of China is war talk. And if you're following the news, you wouldn't even know that, actually, especially here. If you're looking at local stuff or anything that's being pushed down your throat by the major news outlets, look outside our country to get what the truth is. Because, again, there's something going on here in our country right now, the United States. Everything is being suppressed, even the news. People are not allowed to think outside the box. You have to think their way, and or there's no other way. If you go against the grind, you get attacked. It sounds like fascism to me, but that's just one perspective. So the China trade deal is going to weigh on this market. Are we going to get a China trade deal? Something's going to have to be worked out, no doubt about it. Both sides are going to claim victory at one point, because both economies, both markets are in trouble, no doubt about it. And with that said, our market here, even with President Trump's famous, now famous, buy recommendation is 4,000 points off the high. The market has essentially done nothing since his buy recommendation. We gained 1,085 points that day and kind of stayed flat since that day. We haven't done anything. We've had some pretty wild swings, but the market is still in a downward trajectory here. And we're going to have to watch how this plays out. So the dynamics are pretty simple. We have the Federal Reserve that has promised to play the game that our president wants played here, that is suppress rates, print cash out of thin air into oblivion, and now may even be reversing Powell said it came straight out saying that the unwinding of the balance sheet is now flexible. I mean, my freaking goodness. It's an incredible thing here. Propping up of this market here, stock buyback programs, yeah, sure, all that, stocks are still in the downtrend. And even with a China trade deal, I would expect to see a bump, and depending on how the deal works, it really might not be enough to stop the downtrend in this market. So it's pretty easy to understand where we are right now. I think this week is going to be another big one for volatility. Big upward moves, big downward moves. And unless something comes out good with regard to China trade, we might get some fake stories floated out. So listen for that. Listen for fake news to be put out in an attempt to prop up this market, because right now the Federal Reserve is playing ball. The Federal Reserve is on the same wavelength as the president, finally. I think he's probably happy about that. A narrative he's been pushing for a very long time. Well, now he's got his wish. It's his Fed. He owns it. He bought it, period. He got it. So with that said, with the market now having support of the Federal Reserve and distortions will get worse, I still don't think the Fed's easy money policy right now is enough. I don't think it's enough to stop the downward trend of this market. Something else has to happen. And that might not even be enough either. Again, the distortions in the market are epic. Absolutely epic. We have over 10 years of this going on worldwide. So I'm not sure. And in fact, I doubt it, quite honestly, at least right now, unless it's the biggest thing to happen, that a China trade deal is going to stop the downward trajectory of this market, because that's where we are right now. Anyway, going to be interesting to see how this plays out. I'd love to hear from you. I will read the comments. Let me know what you think. I love you all. See you in the morning.
Very interesting perspective. Always like listening to Greg.
I agree with most of what he said. The only thing I might take a little disagreement with is where he said there's no progress on China. The fact that China is becoming bellicose and that they're rattling their sabers and talking about sinking American carriers and stuff is not a sign that things are well in China. They're in trouble.
Well, I take everything with a grain of salt. Do your own research. This is not market advice on anything. We're just delivering the messages that are coming from the non-mainstream media here, because when they say fake news, you know, does anybody listen to any of the mainstream at all and believe everything they say?
No,
nothing. I can't believe anything they say. No. It's retarded if you think that you're going to, you know, get anything from CNN or MSNBC or MSLSD or wherever you're getting your news from. Besides, I mean, even Fox. I mean, have you listened to Shepard Smith lately?
No.
It's the best news that money or political capital can pay for.
It's like being the best. It's like being the healthiest leopard in the colony. You know, I mean, leopard.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, so I don't know. There's a lot of things there to think about. But I've been saying, if you're in the market for quite a while, that I think you're crazy. But, you know, that's me. Just saying.
Some of the signals I see, I honestly don't wonder if the intention's not to just rack it up, get the economy back home, and then default.
I still think we're going to go for a reset here pretty soon. I still believe that. Maybe I'm wrong. You know, stranger things have happened. I've been wrong. I can remember one time. But,
yeah.
Well, there is always one solution that seems to pull us out of these things.
Yeah.
You know, but that's ugly to look at.
Well, we don't want to do that.
No.
Yeah. We're probably, whether you like Trump or not, I don't think he's in the tank. I think that when we're pulling out of Syria, out of the climate agreement, everything you guys
can
done.
Can we go back to the frickin' Monroe Doctrine, please?
I just
stay out of other people's crap.
Yeah. So, and then shutting down the government. Okay, let's see a show of hands out there. Is anybody in disagreement with Trump on, shutting down the government?
I haven't even noticed.
I'm glad. That's like 80% of the IRS is shut down right now. It's like,
yeah, that's one of the only agencies that is shut down. The rest of them are still getting paid.
I've
noticed the fear mongering that started to come out of that. You're not going to get your tax return as long as the government's shut down. Well, yeah, good luck on getting me to send in my taxes then.
Right.
Go right ahead.
I'm not advocating anything illegal here, but at the same time, the fact that they're not operational.
Yeah.
I'm feeling.
Darn.
Oh, man.
That breaks my heart that all of those guys aren't getting a paycheck right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean. I wish they wouldn't pay them back. I wish that it would actually be, a real shutdown and, you know, I don't owe you after this. Maybe they'd start, towing the line a little bit at what they're doing. This guaranteed income thing, I'm not for it.
same question that I've had through the other government shutdowns. If there's all of these non-essential government employees on furlough, why are we paying them in the first place if they're non-essential? If we don't need them, what are we paying them a premium for?
I know. I wake up every morning wringing my hands. The IRS is not working today.
I wish my balance sheet was flexible that way.
Yeah, I know. I like that. I have a flexible balance sheet. Yeah.
And I just think, and those guys don't make any money.
What does that even mean?
You know, their paychecks, they're not getting big paychecks or anything that they're like, worried.
Hey, honey, yeah. We can't pay the bills this month. Fire up the printer.
Yeah.
I wish it was that easy. Flexible balance sheet.
Flexible balance sheet.
Just go on your computer, don't you know, and hit the zeros.
Well, what you got to do is you print out a bunch of money, and then you buy everything in sight so the economy stays up. Except there is a little byproduct at some point that starts to kick in called inflation. Has anybody noticed that lately?
Well, that's my buddy sent me a little meme this week. It said, how to spot counterfeit money. And then it has highlighted on it, it says Federal Reserve.
So we'll see what happens. I mean, you know, you got Douche Bank. You know, maybe you should buy on the dip of Douche Bank. Yeah.
They go much lower. They're going to be paying you to take the stock.
Yeah, just wait till they come out of their $51 trillion, conundrum.
You know, and some of it may be jaded on our part because of where we are in the United States and what we're behind. I mean, there are places I talk to other people where things are going. My buddy sent me a picture from Texas this week, and I hate him. 71 cents a gallon he filled his tank up for. Wow. 71 cents a gallon.
I feel so cheated.
Yeah.
You go to hell.
And that's just the beginning of the Texas here in California.
I just pulled up an article here. This is from Business Insider, so it's got to be true, right?
Yeah.
The IRS can't pay out tax refunds during the partial government shutdown, and it's the biggest problem for the people who need it the most. Okay.
Well, if people need their tax refund that bad, why'd you take it from them in the first place?
Well, not well, any, well, but most the, of them,
some
a lot of them
they
are
did
not,
pay into it to begin with. Yeah,
it's like,
come on.
Yeah,
yeah.
They're the ones that are getting all the free stuff.
Well, it says taxpayers who file their tax seasons early or their tax returns early will not receive the refunds in a timely manner because of the partial government shutdown that began in December 22nd, according to the Wall Street Journal. Well, let's see. You can't even file till the year end anyway. And are typically the government and the IRS ready to file by February?
No.
Usually the second week of February. They haven't even got the forms.
I was going to say they don't even know what we're filing.
Half the forms don't even have. That says the form not created yet. And so, yeah, I know. It's like, really? So let's just post this out there to make everybody feel like, we're not going to get refunds, oh boy.
And it's Trump's fault.
Yes.
Yeah, and Trump's the devil. And but can you honestly look at Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer?
Nancy D'Alessandro Pelosi?
I mean, I seen a little meme in Facebook where it shows, Charles Manson and Adam Schiff and they all have the same crazy eyes, you know. It's like and now the caption is, "Do you see anything that's similar here?"
She's the crypt keeper.
Yeah, go crazy eyes on
them. I'm just like,
yeah.
I'm really kind of curious just to see what kind of nonsense they try. I mean, they've already
Get it over with.
They're legitimately going to go after the Electoral College. Are you out of your ever loving mind?
Yeah, let's pass a law.
Well, first of all, you got to have a mind.
Well, there are several people out there that actually don't have minds. I mean, they would vote for a pet rock or a block of cheese if they thought it was free.
Well, I think they have a mind, but it's more like a hive mind. There's like a brood queen somewhere spawning these things, and they just kind of walk around like worker ants.
It's kind of like Star Trek and the Borg.
Resistance is futile.
Resistance is futile.
You will assimilate.
You will assimilate into the Borg.
Yeah, here's your pink hat and your flag.
Power to the Borg! Yeah, I mean,
so can we impeach Nancy Pelosi or get rid of her
No, I think she's going to implode anyway. I mean, there's an old saying is that if your enemy's killing yourself, stay out of it.
Well, there's that.
And I think that's what they're doing.
So if something happens, who's next in line?
Well, you know...
Who is next in line in the Democratic Party?
Yeah.
Well, I think if you look at the hierarchy over there, you've got Adam Schiff. I almost slipped there. I'm sorry. Adam Schiff. Mm-hmm. But I think there's Adam Schiff. There's...
Spartacus
Booker.
The savior of the Democratic Party.
You got... What's her name? Ocasio.
Fakahannis.
Yeah, you got Warren. Did you see that meme Trump posted? It says, Warren, 120.
Yeah, 120-20.
So, yeah, and then you got the freshman Democrat on Trump. You know, we're going to impeach the MF-er. Yeah, that's classy.
That actually doesn't even bother me.
It doesn't bother me either, but it just shows what kind of class we're talking about.
At least she exposed who she really is, which is a step up for Democrats.
Yeah, because they lie about everything.
Pretty much.
Yeah. The only thing that they don't like about Ocasio or Cortez is that she's telling them how she really feels.
She's being truthful.
She's being truthful. I mean, because Alinsky said, "Don't tell them what you're doing." It's all subterfuge. But
talking, they'll realize that we're complete idiots
or complete evil.
She's just dumb.
Yeah, I'll leave that. I'll leave that to your imagination.
Easily manipulated.
I don't know about. It could be Jimmy says Bonzo or Ron Burgundy. I like it.
Wait a minute. Bonzo was trained by Reagan, though, wasn't he?
Yeah, but that was before he was shot. I want to talk about this major victory by Judicial Watch a little bit. Evidently, they found that there was 1.5 million inactive voters on the voter rolls in California.
Yeah.
How much did Hillary win by?
Not in California.
Oh. And Los Angeles.
Oh, and just Los Angeles.
Just Los Angeles.
Wow, how much did Hillary win by?
Mm-hmm.
Like 1.5 something? 1.2?
Yeah. Something like that.
Oh, she definitely won the popular vote. Yeah, as long as you're cheating. And,
Well, that's my.
And let's get rid of the Electoral College while we're at it.
Can we go back and look at those 1.5 million votes that they wiped off and see how many of them actually voted?
That would be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Would the election shake out then?
Yeah. We should have Ron Burgundy get right on that.
Yeah, I'm sure he will. F you, San Diego.
And we're having a beautiful day. Beautiful day. Yeah.
So does that mean that maybe the governor and all that, we could change it?
No.
No?
They're not going to go back and re-examine the elections. They know they were rigged.
No. But let's get rid of the Electoral College because that could be a real problem if we can't win.
Judicial Watch to tell them they cheated. They know they did.
Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah, Judicial Watch, thank you for letting us know.
Yeah, but then we should be able to re-vote, right?
No.
Oh,
hey, Rocky,
dang.
Watch me pull a bullet out of my hat. Again. Close on the sleeve. It's like, what? I want to talk about this a little more now. I got a video. It's a little about a minute and a half over there. Are you ready to go with it? You want to go to a break and then cue it up? Yeah, let's go to a break and then we'll come back. And I want to hear what's his name, the Secretary of State, who's supposed to be in charge of this crap, Alex Padilla, has to say about this, and when he addresses the mistakes, and he's blaming it all on the DMV. So
we're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, have a question, comment, or something you want to talk about on this subject, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
As the snow flies on a cold and gray Chicago morning, a poor little baby child is born in the ghetto. And his mama cries, 'cause if there's one thing she don't need, is another hungry mouth to feed in the ghetto. People, don't you understand?
child needs a helping hand. He'll grow to be an angry young man someday. Take a look at you and me. Are we too blind to see? Do we simply turn our heads and look the other way? Well, the world turns, and a hungry little boy with a runny nose plays in the street as the cold wind blows in the ghetto.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
Winter is coming.
At least that's what the calendar says, and the nights are getting cooler. So you don't want to put off having your Monitor or Toyotomi heater and water heater serviced, and SST Oil are the people to call today at 241-1167. Stay warm and cozy when the temperature drops by having that system checked and fresh fuel delivered. SST Oil, delivering to our firefighters, and they'll bring that same dedication to your home. SST Oil, Windham Lane in Reading, 241-1167.
All day I face the barren waste without the taste of water, true water. Old Ann and I with throats burned dry and souls that cry for water, true clear water. Waiting there for you and me. The nights are cool and I'm a fool. Each star's a pool of water, cool water. But with the dawn I'll wake and yawn and
must not live in California.
I know. I was like, wait till next year. We haven't got any water.
Yeah, I believe that was Buster Scruggs' Sentinel Songbird.
Yeah, well, you know, I think I might have to watch that movie. I've seen a bunch of trailers on it. It looks pretty good.
It is excellent.
Yeah, it's some of it looks really funny.
Yeah, it's good, and there's actually some good messages behind it too. It gets a little deep at the end. It kind of catches you by surprise.
Hmm. So don't tell me anymore.
I know nothing.
I don't want to know.
Moving along.
Oh, wow. This just in from Gateway Pundit. I got to tell this before we get on. Mueller? Is that like a
I
guy
call
who runs
him something else, but yeah. Jared's paying attention.
He's got his hand hovering over the button. Mm-hmm. Mueller's attorneys caught withholding information in court.
No.
No.
I know.
Say it's not so.
Fake news.
Can't be. Yeah, there's the fake news again.
And then the tagline to that is, when will the judge realize Mueller's special counsel was a criminal gang? I mean, I wish that that was funny. Because it's kind of true at this point, isn't it?
Yet we still tolerate them.
So with that said, let's talk about another criminal gang down here in Sacramento. Mm. You know, this weekly update from Judicial Watch that had the revelation that a major victory for cleaning up elections in California. This is posted on January 4th. Big victory, California and Los Angeles County to remove 1.5 million active voters off from the voter roll. I mean, you can't make this crap up. But go ahead and run that clip, Jared. And this is our esteemed, kind of like the search of that fraud. This is our esteemed California Secretary of State, Alex Padilla, addressing the mistakes at the DMV of registering approximately 1,500 eligible individuals to vote. Ineligible individuals to vote.
1.5.
Well, this is just 1,500, but this is a microcosm of the problem, mm-hmm. and including these are non-citizens that got registered to vote. Listen how it goes. Go ahead, Jared. This is enough to turn your stomach. Here we go. Ta-da-touch.
You know, these mistakes from DMV are absolutely unacceptable. You know, my concern is it risks jeopardizing confidence in the electoral process, which is why yesterday I called for an independent audit or review of the DMV's technology and their practices, because they've demonstrated that they're not capable of handling it themselves, and the stakes are too high as we approach the voter registration deadline and the November election to have any more mistakes like this. The legislation calling for California Motor Voter was passed and signed into law years ago. The technology was years in the making. And for the DMV to still be suffering from these types of mistakes is absolutely unacceptable. We depend on accurate information and data being sent to us from DMV. So when they're making mistakes on their end, it creates more of a workload for county elections officials and my office, and it does raise questions about the integrity of the process. The good news is it was discovered. The records identified. Then, as soon as we found out about this, we took decisive action to cancel the registration of those 1,500 individuals. So they're being taken off the rolls.
Yeah, you can count on good old Alex Padilla there to be on it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It took a lawsuit for him to figure it out.
It's all the damn DMV. They're lying. Letting them. Damn eligible aliens come in there and get a driver's license.
But don't worry, there's only like 1,400 or 1,500 of them.
Yeah. The 1.5 million.
Never mind the 1.5 we found in just one county.
Heads will roll!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whatever.
Yeah. Nonsense.
Does that make you sick? What a crock. This guy, what a crock.
And he even soft-shoed blaming it on DMV. He blamed it on a misunderstanding of the technology that has been years in development.
Yeah, cue up that Bob Hope one there, Jared. This explains it all.
What technology that's been years in development? A computer?
Well,
probably the ability to process the English language.
They got an Apple phone.
That's what it is.
They ran it through the healthcare,
and then they bought stock.
It's Apple. It's Apple technology with Chinese chips changing the votes.
Now Apple's got to reduce the price of all of their iPhones because they can't compete. Unbelievable. Go ahead, run that clip, Jared. This explains everything we need to know about Alex Padilla.
You live here? Yes. Well, maybe you know what a zombie is. When a person dies and is buried. Seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, Not knowing what they do, not caring. You mean like Democrats?
Now, I gotta stand up for the DMV. I think they're the fall guy here. I was down at the DMV here locally, and you know something? They were on board with the state of Jefferson. They were like, I went down there like, wow, I mean, what's going on with the state of Jefferson? It's like they knew what was going on. You know, they're the fall guy because it's the real.
That's true.
Padilla really blaming the DMV, and he's the Secretary of State who's in charge of all of this and doesn't know about the 1.5 million. You know, there's been no illegal voting in California,
no investigation.
He found the integrity problem.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. This guy is a piece of work.
That he is.
Yeah. It's like, come on. You know, really? You know, it's like, now we know why tigers eat the young. You know, I mean, that's the drill.
Well, they just ordered a new statue for the Secretary of State's building. It's three little monkeys sitting there, one holding his ears, one holding his eyes, one holding his mouth.
But they have the faces of Jerry Brown, Alex Padilla, and Kevin DeLeon. Wow.
Yeah.
But what recourse do you even have against it? Once you can prove the collusion that went on for this.
There's no collusion with collusion. Yeah. Collusion. No. Russia.
Exactly. Once you have the evidence, you can't even go to a decent...
Sorry.
See? Exactly.
Racist. Sound like I'm at Sears Point.
You want to kick him so you like the old record so you skip over that, you know?
Then it's a hate crime.
Yeah.
Because we're all the same color.
I hate it when he kicks me.
Then it's not a hate crime.
Arrest that man.
Oh, that's insane.
So what are they going to do about it? And fix the problem.
They corrected the 1,400 problems they're aware of.
Oh.
The DMV caused.
Oh, that's right. Only the 1,500, yeah.
Yeah.
We're going to deport them.
No, they're not going to do that.
Oh, yeah. But first we got to build a wall.
Can't we ship them guys out to an island
or something, the island of plastic straws.
Yeah.
It'll just be like when I was watching the Island of Misfit Toys over the holidays. We can ship them out to the Island of Plastic Straws.
Or the Wooden Soldiers.
And then they can magically appear back on Cinco de Mayo and become a part of the community.
I have an idea. Maybe since these guys care about illegal aliens so much, we can make a trade. For every one of them we deport, we'll keep 1,000 illegals and make them a citizen.
Oh, I got to think about that for a minute.
I'm thinking not.
I'm thinking, can we screen them?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they don't have to be MS-13 guys or terrorists, do they?
No. We vet them first.
Oh, okay.
Do they have to be real children and things like that, you know? Do they want to be Americans?
Yeah. Immigrants. Real immigrants.
Real immigrants. The kind that say that they want to prosper in America in a free society, that they don't want social justice to run their lives?
Those guys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The ones that want free phones and free checks and all of that?
No. Not that.
Oh. And tax refunds?
Hey, I'm not the first.
No.
So we don't want the first one off the turnip truck then, do we? Or no?
You might.
The carnival truck?
If he's on the turnip truck, he might be working.
He might be a good one. It's the guy that's not on the truck that maybe you might want to look at.
It's the guy in elected office that I know isn't working.
Oh.
And I think we're at the top of the hour, so please stay tuned for the second half of Sovereign Minds. You've been listening to KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life. Your health, your choice, Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. More talks today to end the two-week-old partial government shutdown. President Trump says nobody wants him to give in on the border wall.
The people that voted for Donald Trump, which are a lot of people, one of the great elections ever, those people are for it so much. And let me tell you, people that didn't vote for Donald Trump are for it also.
Elsewhere, White House National Security Advisor is trying to allay Israel's concerns about the president's plan to pull some troops out of Syria.
John Bolton plans to meet with Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other officials Sunday. Bolton will visit Turkey next week. The Trump-ordered withdrawal announced last month was initially expected to be completed within weeks, but it's been slowed after a request from aides, allies, and members of Congress for a more orderly pullout.
Correspondent Ken Lorman, U.S. officials now say there's no firm timetable and that American forces will remain for a time at a key military outpost in southern Syria. Drug prices are going up in the new year. Did you notice? We get more from Dr. Charles Snyderman.
Several major pharmaceutical manufacturers announced substantial price increases. The items involved are not the newest medications and devices used for rare diseases, but rather the staples used for common illnesses. These manufacturers are claiming they will not get increased profits because of rebates and discounts. Consumers are essentially on their own to shop. Ask your pharmacist. Sometimes paying cash rather than using your insurance is actually less expensive. Charles Snyderman of Washington.
Harold Brown, defense secretary during the Carter administration, has died at the age of 91. He guided the Pentagon through a turbulent period that included the Soviet Union's invasion of Afghanistan and the Iranian hostage crisis. He also led the development of precision-guided cruise missiles and other cutting-edge fighting technologies. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-2013. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
The National Society of Film Critics handed out their 2018 awards yesterday.
The Society, founded in 1966, elects its voting critics from newspapers and other major U.S. media outlets. Chloe Zhao's low-budget debut feature, The Rider, won for Best Picture. Olivia Colman was recognized as Best Actress in The Favorite. Ethan Hawke as Best Actor in First Reform. Director Alfonso Cuarón's black-and-white Roma period piece won the most awards as Best Picture runner-up, Best Foreign Language Film, and Best for Cinematography. Cuarón got the award for Best Director. Best Screenplay went to The Death of Stalin. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
The son of former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn predicts that people will be surprised when his father, detained for allegedly falsifying financial reports, tells his version of the story. At a Tokyo court on Tuesday, Ghosn is charged with underreporting his pay by $44 million, amongst other things. News and analysis at townhall.com. A third company has confirmed it's interested in building a wind energy project off the New Jersey coast.
Norway-based Equinor says it recently submitted a bid to the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities to build an offshore wind project. The company joins Ørsted, a Danish wind company, and Atlantic Shores Offshore Wind, a joint venture between Shell and EDF Renewables North America, in submitting bids to the board by the deadline. The state is seeking companies to build projects that would generate at least 1,100 megawatts of electricity.
Correspondent Jeremy House. Today is Sunday, January the 6th, and it's a birthday for some famous people, including former FBI Director Louis Free. He's 69 years old. Actor and comedian Rowan Atkinson, Mr. Bean, is 64 today. World Golf Hall of Famer Nancy Lopez turns 62. Movie director John Singleton, 51. Actor Eddie Redmayne, 37. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
That's a little bit of rock set. Listen to your heart, just in case you want to know, Jimmy. Yeah, that's good stuff, Maynard. Where are we at? We got the babble of the week. I want to get this out there before we start in on our program of journalistic excellence, or at least opinion.
Lack thereof?
Lack of what? Opinion or journalistic excellence? Take your pick.
Yeah.
Okay, so here's Elizabeth Warren. Defending her citizen, her ancestry. It's a quote. I'm not a person of color. I'm not a citizen of a tribe. Tribal citizenship is very different from ancestry. Tribes and only tribes determine tribal citizenship, and I respect that difference.
What?
The babble of the week. Really? So why don't you just stick your freaking foot in your mouth and be done with it instead of talking crap. And oh, she might be running against Trump. This is going to be like taking candy from a baby. If she gets the nomination, good grief.
Well, that's who are they going to nominate? That's I'm curious. I'll get out. I'm not a person of color.
I'm from a tribe, but I'm not sure which tribe it was from because the tribe doesn't really matter if I have ancestry or not. And so, but the tribe would determine if I did have ancestry. And so I'm not sure if it's the power or the money or the money or the power. Which comes first, the corruption, the power, or the money? I'm sorry. And by the way, it's very different from ancestry.
Wow. So you can self-identify your ancestry, kind of like Barack Obama did when he said he wasn't from Kenya.
Pick a color, any color.
Pick a color, pick an ancestry.
I want to be a part of the
LP. Pick your tribe. You got to pick your tribe.
Pick a gender.
Yeah.
Pick a color.
No gender. Ancestry. You can't do gender.
I hope everybody.
Yeah, you can pick a gender.
Sure you can.
You got a bunch of choices.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's true.
Did everybody see the meme I posted? About getting shot in the groin with a rubber bullet?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. And your made-up gender doesn't protect your willy?
Yeah. Your gender identity seems to fail there.
Yeah, I don't care what am I want to be? The LBGQD, XYZ, LBS, LSD.
Yes, does your gender identification pass? You just got kicked in the pills test?
Big Pharma gotcha, baby. Yeah. We're just letting it all hang loose in the new year here.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Let it go. Let it out. Let your hair down. You know, all I can say is, wow. So, Elizabeth Warren, unbelievable. Unbelievable. So, let's see. What else we got here?
Not really.
How about the, let's see. We got the... The mayor of Tijuana refuses to accept the order of a Mexican federal judge to keep silent about crimes committed by the migrants from the caravan.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hey, that's one of the good guys. The mayor of Tijuana is a good guy. He actually likes to tell the truth. Well, but according to, Mexican federal judge, he should just shut up about it and stay quiet because we need a global new world order.
Well, what is this with these judges that are putting these gag orders on people that they're trying to tell the truth?
Who is this man?
You know, you were talking about the Swedes earlier.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah, we're going to talk about that a little bit too. I mean, it's like unbelievable. Yeah. I mean,
free speech. Free speech.
We should actually go to that story because this is how bad it is. Okay, so this is so the Swedish government. This comes from Need to Know News. Swedish government threatens Swedes with 4 years in prison for sharing the beheading video of a Scandinavian girl. Okay, so I get that that's not, you know, something that kids should be watching and this and that and blah, 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 blah. But, you know, why? Okay, so I want to describe this video and wonder if there shouldn't be people that are mad about this and this shouldn't be public information and the judge is trying to, you know, quash the information so nobody gets it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we've got, here's a description of the video. And basically this is coming from a tweet by Sam Hyde. Excuse me. Spread this around for normies who are too squeamish to view it themselves. Outside, nighttime, phone flashlight is on, rocky area. She is laying down on her stomach, pants pulled down. Two Arabs standing over her, speaking Arabic. One begins sawing the back of her neck with a long knife. She exclaims, ow, ow, before yelling. More, which is Danish for mother, she's calling out for, I mean, okay, I'm not going to keep going with this, but you get the idea. And, oh, by the way, after they're done, they spit on the decapitated head. Oh, but we let's just all get along, right?
So to be perfectly clear and blunt, is they killed, raped?
Yeah,
and
two. There was two of them. This is the Swedish state broadcaster outraged viewers after it ran an editorial claiming that the gruesome ISIS-inspired murder of two Scandinavian girls in Morocco had nothing to do with Islam, despite video of the culprits pledging allegiance to Islamic State leader Abu Akbar al-Baba.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever. The state-run TV station warned Swedes that sharing a video of a beheading could result in a four-year prison sentence. So they shouldn't be up in arms or mad about this.
So you can't even talk or declare or show the murder of your own citizens by enemies of your country.
This made me sick. This made me literally sick when I read this. And to try to, you know, okay, so what do we got going on here? You know, cover up the caravan, cover up the Muslims. We don't need a wall. Okay, so at what point in time do you become culpable for your inaction as well as your action?
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Yeah, it's time to stand up. It's like the Second Amendment thing. Are you just going to let it go? You're just going to, you know, let them take all your rights, run you down the highway to slavery, you know, let a bunch of illegal aliens vote, do nothing but sit on your couch and with your thumb up your keister and wonder why everything is happening and you're not getting involved because I'm too busy having fun.
Yeah.
Until they come to your house.
Well, it was like the Jews, you know. Gee, it was okay until while the neighbors were going off to the gulags.
Until they came for you.
Well, in a way, it's gotten to the point that if you're not in this fight, I really kind of see it as a dereliction of duty. You have a civic duty to protect your country, to pass on to your
children. That's right. Your posterity, all the above.
We've got to hand something viable to our kids, and right now we're not on the path of that. And if you're not involved in the fight to get it around, I'm sorry. I think you're derelict.
Or you can just go back and keep listening to Anderson Cooper, you know, squeal like some kind of a terrier after he takes a swig on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Which, idiots.
Yeah.
So, we have that. Okay, and I guess, you know, I mean, am I a little angry about that? Yeah.
Well, you should be. And, you know, the other things that are going on, the murder of Corporal Singh the government won't talk about. You know, we have a person that came here and did everything the right way to become a citizen, and not just become a citizen, but he wanted to be part of his country so bad he wanted to be one of the protectors, one of the people that watch over us, and he is murdered by a shiftless sack of crap that never should have been here, that we knew was a problem, that should have been kicked out of here, number one, for being an illegal alien, let alone for the fact that he had committed crimes, and we knew that he had committed crimes, and he was still here.
Well, and you think about this, and what's the excuse for not, you know, giving Trump his money for a border wall?
Oh, it's too expensive.
It's too expensive. Well, they sent, what, $50 billion down to these other countries in aid? Are you kidding me?
Weird.
These people are criminals. And, you know, if you are complicit in a crime, even if you're ignorant of it, because of your lack of responsibility for, you know, doing your homework, finding out what's going on, or, you know, not caring, whatever, you know, and you don't do your homework, are you just as complicit?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yes, you are derelict in your duty as a citizen.
So I've got another article,
quite frankly, unworthy of the title.
Well, if you, you know, they, oh, well, you talk about these Democrats, oh, we want to be, hold our values. They don't have any freaking values. If the, if you don't value human life, and if you don't value freedom, and if you don't value, freedom of speech, and freedom of press, and freedom of religion, then, you know, okay, but, oh, what about the Muslim religion? Well, I guess if they want to cut everybody's freaking heads off, that's okay. We can coexist with that, right?
No.
No, you can't. Because it, you know, the whole deal is, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody else.
You don't have value because of money, and that's where they're at. It all is in the money.
So
and
here,
power.
So
power.
Here's a story.
The power trip.
Here's a story from News Wars. Crushing Tyranny Worldwide is, chronicling, documenting the fall of globalism. This is on Sunday, June 6th, today. Over 100 illegals tear gassed by Border Patrol after attempting to sneak into the U.S. on New Year's Eve. Congress continues to ignore the professional advice from men and women on the border who, with the Border Patrol, who have told them the walls work. I mean, how much more do you freaking need? This is the Border Patrol.
Well, did you see where the Dems want to do drones and not the wall? Did you see that one? That they want to do drones down there spend all that money for the drones.
I saw Dan Bongino talk about it. He says, yeah, they can watch them. They can watch them run over the border.
Yeah, exactly. But they're going to spend millions on drones that doesn't do anything.
Well, maybe they can fly over with the drones and just drop voter registration cards as they run across the border.
Or they can get those kind of drones that they drop out of the back of the plane that kill things. You know, have you seen those? That one.
Do they
have
guns on drones?
Yeah, they have these little guns, these little shotgun things. Yeah. They target the enemy, and then they land on their skulls and little 22 to the brain pan. And I guess that would be
or a missile strike. Speaking of drone missile strike, there is some good news in Yemen.
I hate to ask.
You remember the USS Cole bombing?
Yes.
A couple days ago, we got the guy in Yemen.
Did we hear that in the mainstream news? Or
no.
No. Just like the 100 illegals crossing the border on New Year's Eve?
No.
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 I wonder why.
But you just hear about how terrible they are to the children down there.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if you're a bank that puts money out of thin air that buys everything in sight. Would you scoop up a few news agencies while you're at it?
All of them.
Huh.
Wow. Yeah.
I'm stunned.
And then I'd parcel out ownership to, like, my six favorite people.
Yeah. And I'd give their script every day what they can and can't say.
And then make sure that they were doing everything that they could to manipulate and propagandize the people to make sure that they're electing the appropriate kind of people I need to succeed.
Yeah.
Huh.
While I'm printing more money to contribute to them.
Maybe we'll start a new publication, the Soros Times.
Hmm. I was thinking about calling it Feudal Thoughts, but instead of like feudal, you know, feudal, like I'm a serf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Surf City.
Yeah. Surf's up.
Tides up.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, where do you go with this stuff? Insanity. But I think people are waking up, but not enough people are waking up. We need more people waking up. You don't get a pass on this.
Well, we've got to wake up to such a multi-spectrum of things. It's, you know, this dynamic that they've got us locked into of left versus is right is just such a small slice of the pie that's what's wrong with what's going on. It's rigged on both sides. And if you don't believe me that there's something wrong and afoul in the Republican Party, you take a look at Mitt Romney and tell me there's not something wrong with the Republican Party. And for the conservatives and the people that turn a blind eye just because somebody's got an R after their name to their failings, their miscalculations, or their flat cowardice to do anything, that's got to stop too.
I don't like anybody with a name Mitt.
No.
Well, unless they're a catcher.
Not going there. What exactly? Yeah, nope. Not going there.
So I want to go back to this weekly update on Judicial Watch just for a minute on the cleaner elections and this major win. And I want to give credit where credit's due on this, because the lawsuit was initiated to force this cleanup by Judicial Watch, and they sued on behalf of Wolfgang Koopa and Roy Guyan, Jerry Griffin, Dolores Mars, who are lawfully registered voters in Los Angeles County, and were joined by the Election Integrity Project, Inc., a public interest group that has been involved in monitoring California voters' rolls. So I want to give credit where credit's due. Election Integrity has been starting to get through to these guys along with Judicial Watch because, you know.
And EIP has been in the trenches and scrapping for a while now.
What's his name? I don't even want to mention his name. The guy who's the Secretary of State, Padilla, is worried about 1,500 down at the DMV. And there's 1.5. You know, and you know that these things have been, they filed a lawsuit. He knows about them, you know, and the fact that he's going to blame the DMV back in October for 1,500.
Yeah, and then admit to a percent of what's actually they found.
What a.
No, yeah, very small lying. Percent. Yeah.
Anyway,
yeah.
I just had to get that off my chest. Let's move on.
Well, that's, you know, Jerry Brown himself is suing his own Secretary of State, saying that he doesn't know how to run shop.
Could you explain that in further detail?
Well, our soon to depart governor in less than 24 hours, and we start the reign of Gruesome Newsom. One of his last acts is Governor Jerry Brown has actually filed a lawsuit against the Secretary of State, saying that he doesn't know how to appropriately count signatures to put things on the ballot because people have qualified enough signatures to combat his Prop 57 that started releasing violent criminals onto the streets of California. And when Jerry Brown did this process and started Prop 57, is the number one promise that he made to get Prop 57 passed was violent criminals would not be allowed back onto the streets of California.
And he lied.
And he lied.
And
weird.
He lied. Yeah, I know.
But they have this ballot measure that's trying to repair that and keep violent criminals in prison. He didn't say a word when they qualified it. He didn't say a word when they listed what it would take the number of signatures to get it on the ballot, and then when they hit the number of signatures required to the ballot, he has now turned around and sued the Secretary of State, saying that he inappropriately came up with the wrong number of signatures and then they need more to actually get it on the ballot. And it's important that he does this because if this goes on the ballot and passes, Prop 57 will no longer work because the violent criminals will find it too difficult to get out of prison. Those would be the same violent criminals that he promised with Prop 57 weren't going to get out in the first place.
So what's in it for Jerry Brown is my question.
He's a lunatic?
I think he's actually spun out of control mentally.
He is nuts. Yeah. He is a moonbat depopulist who thinks that the less people there are on the planet, the better off they are.
As long as everybody else is the first one to go.
Exactly.
Right.
I think we should start out at the top and work our way down, not the other way around.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know, let the cities burn. You know, let's see a 50, 60% population reduction. And, hey, everything will be great.
Yeah.
Just stay off of my piece of property.
I'm telling you, that's how the SOB was looking at these fires that tore through here. Oh, good. Less rednecks to complain. Because that's if you go
we
back
have
and,
more
and
control
you,
over.
You read the writings of Jerry Brown and you watch some of the things he says and you go back into the early years of Jerry Brown, watch some of the interviews with him and Bill Buckley, and he starts talking about the book The Population Bomb and his ideas on depopulation, and out of chaos, things like these wildfires and the death and destruction, comes economy and birth and growth, and the reduction in populations and services is actually good for humanity. The more that we kill, the better off we are. This is how this loony turd thinks.
Therefore, evil is good.
Exactly. Yeah. That's Jerry Brown.
Yeah.
And what's terrifying about
one for evil, there'd be no good.
Is he's not using this for political manipulation or self-empowerment or nothing. This lunatic is a true believer. He is a dirt-worshipping earth muffin.
Okay.
Okay, that's what he prays to. That's what he believes in, is Mother Earth and you know, Starship
Earth. Are those the same muffins I used to feed my little sister when we were a kid?
I never ate the muffins.
No, those were probably whole grain.
Oh. Little does he know, we didn't eat them.
That's understand.
They were neighbor's cat muffins.
Understand fully who and what Jerry Brown is, and then on top of it, put on the fact that he is a trained, dyed-in-the-wool Jesuit. Never forget that part.
You know,
either.
It's interesting. You know, I've not really wanted to talk about the Catholic Church too much, but at the same time, you can't kind of look at what's been going on here in the pedophile arena. And, you know,
and who's in the main spotlight?
The largest contributor to the communist movement on the face of the planet right now is by far the Catholic Church.
So how do people justify being a Catholic still?
They don't know. They're not aware of it.
That's all fake news, right?
They you know, all of these civil services and all of these churches that are pushing the migrants out of Honduras and giving them bottles of water and paying for them and phones to get them here in the U.S. That's the Catholic Church, ladies and gentlemen. That is the World Dominion Catholic Church. Follow the money. Follow the organizations. You will find them.
Sounds like the Clintons almost.
These are the people that believe that Jesus Christ was the original socialist and the message of Jesus Christ is socialism.
What?
The man running the Catholic Church... Let's go back a few years, one that we brought up. You remember when Venezuela gave the Pope the golden hammer and sickle?
Right.
Yeah,
I remember. I had a picture of it.
Okay, and I'm not talking probably not your run-of-the-mill, you know, pastors and fathers and your diocese people, but the leadership of the Catholic Church are dyed-in-the-wool communists. They have been since the Second World War. They continue to be, and they are by far the largest funder of communism in the world. And if you don't believe me, you want to get mad about that, you go do your own research and then come talk to me.
Wow, I mean...
That's very scary, though.
Wow.
It is.
Because they have a lot of followers.
I'm waiting for the
day that
there's a couple hundred thousand migrants stacked up on the border and the Pope shows up to lead his people across. It's coming. And that's another thing. And that's another thing that people in this country have forgotten. When we say that we're talking about fighting the New World Order, our people came here to get away from the Old World Order. And the Old World Order was the church. And they did not trust the church. They got away from the church. The whole Protestant Reformation, the 30 Years' War, all of these things they don't teach you about, it's still going on. And it is still here. And one of the most insidious things inside.
Do you think they could be a part of the whole thing about taking over the world and the New World Order?
Who do you think is one of the largest traffickers of children in the world?
Yeah.
I'm just curious.
And has been.
You know, we got to move on here, but...
That's who trained Jerry Brown, the moon bat. Understand fundamentally what we're combating.
We got to go to a break. I can't take any more.
All right. We're going to go to a break. If you want to call in, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State.
Until you've been beside a man, you don't know what he wants. You don't know if he cries at night. You don't know if he don't. When nothing comes easy, old nightmares all real. Until you've been beside a man, you don't know how he feels. Once inside a woman's heart, a man must keep his head. Heaven opens up the door where angels fear to tread. Some men go crazy, some men go slow, some men go just where they want. Some men never go.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on Them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about Them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR. KCNR rolls into 2019 with great changes to our programming. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McLean News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, it's the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, 1460 a.m. and soon on 96.5 FM. Now, more than ever, we are your locally owned, community-connected radio station. Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Brings back a lot of memories, and it wasn't always necessarily fishing.
Little sweet emotion, Aerosmith. Yeah, you gotta like that stuff.
You know, old rock and roll.
I'm pretty proud of the way I put this music together. I really am.
It is. It's been good stuff.
It's been good stuff for a long time. Getting better at it. We're starting to turn into, this all came about, we had no background in radio at all.
None.
Now we even know how to spell professional.
I'm getting there.
All
depends on which way.
You know the definition of a professional, right? A guy who solves a problem you didn't know you had in a way you don't understand.
Oh. Okay, never mind.
I was kind of stuck on the spelling thing for a minute.
We are good at that.
I'm a fifth grade gadget.
I'm a savant.
Yeah, that's right. I'm an autistic savant graduate.
Okay, we do have a couple of callers on the line.
We better get to them then.
I guess we have Lori first. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, everyone. I'd rather listen to all three of you for hours. I'm still cracking up on the Surf's Up, dude. I don't think people understand the spelling of surf, like water wave versus surf the bad way.
Yeah, there's S-U-R-F and S-E-R-F. You might want to look those up and tell the difference just in case you haven't been to the feudal system lately.
Yeah, they're both four-letter words that start with S, too. So
hard. I just don't use the educational dictionary
well,
they
we're
use
going
these
surf
days.
City, going to the... No. Go ahead, Lori.
Okay,
sorry,
here's
we
here's what I'd like to share. You're right on top of so many things. I just can't sit silent. There are a very few pastors out there that are awake and speak up at the pulpit. And one of them is out of Washington, Dr. Chuck Baldwin. He has wrote about Trump's withdrawal of the U.S. forces from Afghanistan and Syria. And I just printed a six-page printout, so I had to dig out my pencil and my highlighter so I could slow down and take notes. And I just want to share briefly that we all knew the campaign of Trump was saying we're going to pull forces out, we're in the wars too long, we're expending valuable troops and services and resources and whatnot. So we have Mattis quitting or resigning, whatever the real deal is. That's not my point. That Trump is promising and assuring Israel they're going to be good. We're going to take good care of Israel. It's like there's this umbilical cord between the U.S. and Israel that I think needs to have more eyeballs on it and whatnot, because what's happening is it sounds good, looks good. He went over there during the holidays, and what's really happening is they're privatizing and going to have mercenaries take over, which is cheaper, leaner, meaner. And, yeah, we get to pull people back home, which makes everyone happy, the families, the parents. But, meanwhile, when you have mercenaries over there doing whatever they want, because they're not under laws anymore, they can kill, rape. I listened to your story about what happened. I don't even know if I can have the guts to go look up that thing in Sweden. Point being, when you have privatized stuff going on, anything can happen, all kinds of damage, and it won't be reported, won't be covered.
Yep.
And even though we have plenty of fake news, I just want to point that out. If people want to go look up Chuck Baldwin, does he have a website? Anyways, Washington, he has a syndicated column. Dane has covered him on his last show here on Saturday, pointing out to this whole thing, because, yes, the communism, the socialism of many churches advocate this, and this is why I get a little irritated. I'm understating it.
A little irritated.
That they never cover what's really happening, and then one day we wonder why we're all being rounded up, chipped, and vaccinated.
Yeah, chipped, vaccinated, sent on a one-way bus ticket to the Georgia Stones. I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You want the government cheese and food that they what they're going to put in it? No.
Just sit back in your pew, cough up your 10%, and don't worry, God will fix it, Lori.
Yes, feel good about yourselves, and now we'll have our bingo and choir practice and a car wash and a bake sale.
And get on the treadmill.
I just want to sit in my easy chair and pet my rock and
eat
my government
cheese. Wake up,
people,
the distractions are there, and this is all a bit of mind control. I grew up in the Catholic Church. Don't even argue with me, people, on what it's like to go to a church where you have to go to church in the morning before school.
Yeah.
Come on. They're serious. So, yes, there's some good ones out there, but I swear I want to converse with people who have walked what I walked and examine it fully and question it. And we have to question everything. So thank you so much. It's Sunday.
Yay.
Do something productive, people.
Yep, absolutely.
All right, thanks for taking my call.
All right, thanks
guys.
For calling in, and we'll get to our next caller. Peter, good morning, Peter.
Are you there, Pete?
Hey, yeah, Peter.
Hey, Mr. Pete, what's up?
Hey, listen, I love you guys. I like the music you've been playing today, by the way. And I've got to admire you guys for having the intestinal fortitude to bring up about religion. I've been asking myself, I'm a Roman Catholic, baptized, brought up in a Christian Brothers boarding school. Jerry Brown, he was brought up a Jesuit, I was brought up with the Christian Brothers. And I've asked, I've traveled the world extensively. I've seen light that had traveled for 15 billion light years. I photographed Jupiter in Australia in 1969. I consider myself worldly, and a little bit more than worldly. I believe in a day of judgment. You know, when you spend 18 months of your life on the end of a camera looking out into space, there's a lot more important things around than you and I and Obama and Trump. And what you brought up today, this morning I was watching that St. Jude's ad with all those little kids, and I said to my wife, you know what? I believe that, I believe in a country like America, we don't need the government to tell anybody to help those kids.
No.
And we help them, and we contribute. And we don't need the government. So this gets back to religion. And the only thing I object to, I've been asking myself all my life, was Jesus Christ, who I believe was a real person and walked the earth, and I believe in the day of judgment. I've asked myself all my life, was he a communist or a socialist? In the context of things going back a couple of thousand years, I think he was just a good man. Now, you can go off whether he was the son of God and all this, but I do believe in the day of judgment. And the problem about religion is it's controlled by men and women.
Yep.
And we are evil people. You know, we corrupt everything. Not the guys like you and I and most of the people listening to this show, but I know religion is all about control. Look at what the Muslims are doing. Look at what the communists are trying to do. That's an ideology. But I do believe in the context of things when Jesus Christ was around and he gave us the Ten Commandments. It was just because he was a good man and he gave us Ten Commandments to live by, which I try very hard to live by them. And at that stage, I don't think he was a socialist or a communist. What made socialism and communism into the picture was the human beings that took it over, what he was preaching. But I do admire you for bringing it up there. We could talk about this, all day, but I admire you for bringing it up.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it, Pete.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, we try to cover it all and try not to be afraid to use freedom of speech to further, the cause of freedom. I mean, and that's really what we're talking about. You got to face hard issues head on. You can't just keep hiding from them. We've done that for so long, and that's why we're in the mess we're in on whatever front you're fighting on.
Listen, I was in the Vatican, and I went through the Vatican, and this was in my younger days when I wouldn't have even known whether I was a conservative. Yeah, I did know then. I did know that I was very, very ultra-conservative. The biggest problem in the world, the biggest problem in the Western world is welfare.
Well, I'm inclined to agree with you on that because, it makes you a slave. It turns you into a serf.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You get dependent on the free cheese or the money. Social Security is the same way. I mean,
yes.
What happened was they dangled the carrot in front of everybody's nose and they bit. And now you've got a whole bunch of good people that paid in to Social Security, but now they're completely dependent on the government. Mm-hmm. And that is the problem right
and
now.
And that's not what it was intended for.
Look, I know in myself, and I don't give a damn what people think of me, I know I'm a good person, and I try to be a good person, and I try to live by a standard of ethics. I don't need anybody to tell me when someone needs help to help them. What I object to is the government turning around and taxing me and telling me that they're taking my money to help this person over here that's going to keep them in power we need government out of our bloody lives.
Yep.
Particularly in a country like America. America is such a good-hearted country, and we don't need the bloody government to turn around and tell us to help this guy over here. We'll help him anyway, or there's always somebody out there that will help them.
Are you all broke up about the shutdown, Pete? And are you sure?
I couldn't give a rat's ass about the shutdown. The only thing I need government for is a border wall to and to make an army in that, and maybe you probably compromise on the roads and all that.
Yeah,
I don't even
post
know
office,
whether.
Like
sorry,
that.
If you travel around well, the roads.
The only thing they're supposed to be doing anyway,
what
most of them.
What do we need government for? If you stand on your own 2 feet, now if you can't stand upright and carry 20 pounds, you may need help. Regardless
well, you know,
of what your age is.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal,
government
Pete.
To help them. We need you and I and the other good-hearted people
if,
out there.
I'm a firm believer that just about everybody can work. I mean, look at Stephen Hawking for an example.
Yes.
The guy's in a wheelchair. He can't talk anymore, and he's punching on a keyboard with a pencil.
Yes.
And creating theories of how the universe works.
Yes.
I mean. Anybody can work if they really want to. I mean, there's a few people that aren't capable, and we should take care of those. But, you know, the real deal is
we elect them.
The real deal is it's like this Ocasio idiot, Cortez. She wants to raise the top rate to 70%. It's not about taking care of anybody. It's about redistributing the wealth, and about 85% of it ends up in their pocket along the way.
Making us slaves.
And control.
Yep.
You know, I'm sick and tired of people trying to control everybody. And you know, I've traveled the world extensively, and I kept asking myself, and at that stage, I didn't know whether I was a conservative or a liberal. I wouldn't even know what the words meant. But I said, why do people put up with this crap?
It's the nature of evil, man.
Here's a perfect microcosm of why government doesn't work, Pete. We take tax money from citizens that can't afford to buy groceries to give to farmers to pay them to not grow food, to keep the price of food so high that we have to take more tax money to hand out food stamps so people can afford groceries.
I remember I'm no great fan of that good-looking bloke in the movie Troy, whatever his name is.
Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. And but I thought he was very good in that movie, and he made the statement after they just had the big battle and all that, and he said, men are a wretched creature. We are wretched creatures. And that I always remember that. I mean, you know, they're going about the Muslims, you know, over there in the Middle East. How they've been killing each other there for 1,500 bloody years.
More than that.
How long? 15,000 we've been there
probably.
For 17 years. The Russians were there for 15 years. How long do we need to stay there? The only foreign aid, as far as I'm concerned, we should be giving is AR-15s and let them fight for what Americans fought for.
Well, that's why the government, when it was founded in this country, they said if men were angels, we wouldn't need a constitution to bind them down with the chains of law.
Exactly.
And that's what we're talking about, and that's what they're trying to drift us away from, and that's what they're trying to circumvent, whether it's the Kavanaugh hearings, whether it's leaving your independence and giving it to the government and your freedom, because they don't want people operating on a set of rules where it's equal across the board and we all have equal opportunity, but that doesn't mean that you're handed anything. You have to earn it.
You still have to work for
it. You have to earn it.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're getting farther and farther away from having to earn it and being dependent and expecting. After a while, if you get dependent, then it's like the old book about moving, the mouse and the cheese.
Well,
yeah. Who moved my damn cheese? Where'd my cheese go? Give me my cheese back.
You owe it to me.
When I grew up in Australia, there was no welfare. Do you know what? There was no crime. The only time that someone got murdered in Australia were Muslims killing Muslims, Yugoslavs.
Wow.
I worked in the mines and the oil rigs they all meant environment. They wouldn't allow Muslims or Yugoslavs and those people out there. I'm going off on a bloody tangent here, but I'm back on the oil rigs, mate. That was a hard job, and the mines. But it's all about control. My point is, when they introduced welfare into Australia, Australians used to be all like me. You speak to anybody my age, Australian, we're all the same. We all speak the same. We're not politically correct. And then they introduced welfare.
Yep.
And it destroyed.
That's what it's about.
It destroyed the country.
The Trojan horse always comes under the guise of doing something good for the community.
Of course.
And that's otherwise, how would they sell it?
The problem is now, too, is that welfare has become on such a scale that there is a break point that you cannot make so much money or you will lose your benefits. And when you lose the benefits, the loss is so drastic that you can't afford to lose them. And that margin is no small one anymore.
Well,
Listen, I'll just finish up. I thank you very much for all the time you give me. I am just so frustrated after the last elections that there's so many ignorant people. Listen, I'm not a very educated person academically, but I educated myself in worldish and what things are, why things are the way they are. And I love history. It's all based on history. I just cannot understand. There's so many ignorant people in this country that want to make America like the rest of the world is, like all those people down on the border. And all they're so ignorant, they want to destroy the greatness of what made this country the greatest country in the world.
Well, what it is it's ignorance because of the schooling, and the communists socialists got in the schools and started teaching these
the
kids
government
how to basically turned them into a bunch of powder puff snowflake, dependent on everything but themselves, morons. I think we're coming out of it because there's a whole bunch of people that are starting to catch on.
The kids are starting to catch on.
Well, it's hard to tell how many people are really catching on because it's hard to pull that information.
Well, that's it. But that's why I think we're winning, is because it's being covered up. Everything's being covered up by the fake news. It's like,
Listen, Mike, we're winning because of guys like you.
Well, thanks. We appreciate that, Pete.
Thanks,
that's why
Pete.
We do it.
God bless you. Thank
All right,
you very
thanks,
much.
Pete. You have a great day.
Bye. Bye.
So talking about that, let's go. We got a couple minutes left here. I want to go over this tear gas. Did anybody hear about the tear gas deployment on Saturday of the Yellow Vest protesters? And this is their as they enter the 8 weeks of protest against the, it's not about a gas tax. This is about government out of control, New World Order, European Union, do what you're told, shut up and get back to work crap. So, the gas tax was just the catalyst for people saying, we've had enough. It's time to stop. But I do have a little article here that says, I haven't had a chance to watch it, and I'll try to get it onto Facebook or whatever. But basically the caption is, watch video of pro boxer joining yellow vest against the French police. That should be a pretty good one. It's just like, good grief. Okay. So. On that note, migrants' remittance to Mexico and Central America jump to $53 billion in 2018. Okay, so we can't afford a $5 billion wall, but we can keep affording migrants to come into America and send $53 billion out of the country to, Mexico
and
Central
America. Well, not only that, how much does each one cost us per year?
That's not even counting.
That's what I mean. Besides that, how much do they cost us per year to be here to get all the free stuff that they get and all the, rewards everything?
Let me put this in perspective. I posted this meme, and since 1972, the government has built over 3,000 miles of sound walls along our highways to protect nearby homeowners from traffic sounds. These walls cost about $2 million per mile. You go down the Bay Area, you see them everywhere.
Yep.
The government has spent over $6 billion on them. So if the government could spend $6 billion on walls to protect homeowners from traffic noise, they can't spend $5 billion to protect our lives?
What about the $2.3 billion in aid that we just sent to the Middle East so they can build a border wall to protect themselves from ISIS in Syria?
The walls don't
No.
Let's send out a drone and watch them cross the border.
It's okay for them, for us to pay it for them, but not for
Not for us. It's
not for us.
We're
just,
we're not worthy.
We're not worthy.
Go back to surfing.
Which surfing?
Surf City. Here we come.
It's just crazy.
The city by the bay.
Yeah.
The Bay City Rollovers.
Bay City Bombers.
So, with all that said, I mean, we got about 5 minutes left here, and good grief. I mean, what we want to do here at Sovereign Minds is not just inform you guys, but give you guys some emphasis in your personal life to get out and help do something. You know, that's why, you know, get involved. Go to the Second Amendment dinner on the 12th. I think I've got a flyer sitting right here. Let's see. You know, the right of people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I don't know what about that statement is confusing.
It's difficult. It's very difficult.
So the Ninth Circuit has ruled open carry is a right. And that's in California. You know, the California is supposed to follow the Ninth Circuit decision, and they finally got one right. But California is not going to recognize the existing law because unless somebody sues them and forces them to do it, kind of like this voter registration stuff.
Standing up, you need to stand up.
You need to stand up. You need to get involved. You know, you can't hide from this because what's happening is that they're grinding us down into the dust economically. And gee, that's not on purpose, right? You know, I think it was Saul Alinsky said, put everybody in poverty.
Yeah,
I wonder why. So maybe you can't fight back.
And taking away everything from all of our freedom and liberty.
Yeah, so
and then what are we going to do?
So you can get on the dole and become a surf city and have free cheese.
Oh.
Yeah.
Until somebody moves it.
Go surfing. Then. They'll even give you the board.
Well, what happens is the cheese just magically gets just smaller and smaller and smaller till poof, there is no cheese.
Yeah, none at all.
Go with heroes.
Yeah. And pretty soon you don't have any cheese.
No.
Yeah. Pretty soon there is no cheese.
And then when you beg the government, I want my cheese.
Where's my cheese? I love my cheese. I do love my cheese.
Mm-hmm. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I love cheese. Yeah. Cheese is good. Keto friendly. Just saying.
I don't want my government cheese.
So if you want to get tickets for the event to reserve your table, last I heard this morning there was like four tables left or 40 people can get involved. You need to call Mark at 530-227-6729 or Cindy at 530-227-6728. And
come out and show your support.
Yeah, they're going to have a bunch of prizes and items and all kinds of stuff. It should be a great evening. And that's at and then they have a dinner, a prime rib dinner, and a mixer. A mixer starts
and
at 5.
You probably still can get rooms up there. I know the Miners Inn was actually having a pretty good deal on rooms. So
if
you want
to
spend the night,
going, but,
you may want to check that out so you don't have to
check
the
weather
drive
pattern.
Up. Yeah.
Check. Well, there is that, but it's been raining
we
got to
start.
Day,
you know, but, you got to start somewhere, and this is a good one to start. For the new year off.
I can't think of a better group of people I'd rather be snowed in with.
Well, we know that the weather's supposed to carry through this week.
We have a good one.
Be well protected.
We'll have a good old time.
No criminals here.
So hopefully the weather will be settling down by next week. It's
it's supposed to be raining.
All week, yeah. It's supposed to clear up a little bit tomorrow. I'm thinking about maybe
get up there. There's powder.
Do a little sabbatical for a day. I could use one.
But like I say, this is a good way to start the new year, 2019.
Do you know the value of this mountain?
It all depends how pure.
Well, I don't spend a whole lot of my time. I hope sliding down the face of the mountain on my belly with my face in the snow.
Yeah. I want my $2.
Well, I think we're at the end of the show.
I think we are. So,
don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. You're born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and fearful master.
And you've been listening to KCNR, 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Be safe out there. And we will see you next week, or hopefully on Saturday.
The news from